listen to Chris and Marcus's competition. Then, Dan's tips for keeping your brain alert. Third, some hints for good listening. After that, an interview with Miss Bennett. Finally, some advice on creating a good workspace. Hello and welcome back from Chris.
And Marcus. Have you thought of an answer to last week's riddle? Well, you'd better have, because it's too late now if you haven't sent it in.
It's about time we told you the answer, but before we do, here's a reminder.
Two children had just finished playing in the cellar. The face of one was covered with dust, but the other one's face remained quite clean. Yet it was the child with the clean face who went to wash themselves. Why is this?
They looked at each other. The clean child saw that the other's dirty face and assumed that they were as dirty. The child who was dirty only saw the other's clean face, so he had no reason to think that they were not also clean themselves.
Now, I suppose that one was a bit harder, but anyway, here's a new riddle.
A carrot, a football scarf, and five buttons were found lying on the lawn. If nobody put them on the lawn, how did they get there?
Go on then, have a crack at that one.
And just as usual, send it in to the email address provided.
Bye for now.
Just remember these six tips to keep your brain working at its best. Number one, eat well and take smaller meals before study times. Number two, drink lots of water to keep your brain hydrated. Number three, supplements like omega-3 fish oils are great for brain development. You can get them from your nearest chemist. Number four, make sure you get some fresh air and take deep breaths if you begin to feel drowsy. Number five, exercising outdoors is a great way to re-oxygenate your blood and will keep your brain alert. Number six, I wouldn't suggest you do all of these at once because you'll probably end up feeling a bit sick rather than mentally alert. Thanks for listening from Dan. Bye.
Hi, I'm Aaron and I have some friends, I guess, right next to me, and we're going to tell you three tips on listening in class. On my right, I have Harry.
Hi.
And on my left, I have Curtis.
Hi.
You start, Harry.
One, prepare yourself before class. Make sure you have everything, pencil, ruler, rubber, etc.
Two, revise your work when you get home, like geography, maths, and stuff like that, for 20 minutes each.
Finally, immediately after your class, review your notes. That's all from us. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Johnny.
And I'm Josh.
Welcome to our interview with Miss Bennett about exams. Miss Bennett.
Did you like exams when you were at school?
No, I didn't. I found exams quite difficult and a bit scary.
Tell us a stretch or two to get ready for exams.
Well, what I used to find to help me relax is as long as after every page of writing, I sat up straight and then wiggled my fingers a bit and rolled my shoulders back three times and rolled them forward three times, and that would help me to just relax and ease my hands up after all that writing.
Do you have any key tips for getting ready?
I think a really good night's sleep, a very healthy breakfast in the morning, and make sure you drink plenty of water and have lots of runs around at break time.
How do you think exams are going for generally for Year 4?
I think the exams are going really well. Year 4 have tried very, very hard in their exams. We did three today, and in all of them, the children did very well.
Is there a big difference between Year 4 and 5?
There is a bit of a difference. In Year 4, we do all the exams in one room together, and in Year 5, they do the exams in the PAC with Year 6 as well.
How have the pupils reacted as the first day is over?
I think the children are very pleased with their day. They're a bit tired because it has been a long day of exams.
Thanks for listening and don't forget to do those stretches. That's all from us.
Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Roy and
I've got Angus next to me, and we're going to be talking about ideal study space. Number one, if you can't find your own room, use a wall divider. A wall divider to separate your half of the room to the other half of the room.
Make sure you have good lighting, a desk lamp or good overhead lights. Poor lighting causes eye strain and will reduce your concentration. Number two, have plenty of drawers and shelves in place. Well, I hope these tips come in handy when it comes to your exams. Bye for now.
Angus and Rory. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this week's show, and if you want more of this, please download the next show coming soon or subscribe to us on iTunes now. Goodbye from the team. See you next week.
But what the movie's of course.
So? Oh yeah, good point. He'll do the editing thing, won't he? He's going to put it in now. He's going to put it in, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's what he did last time.
Last time you were like...
Oh, yeah. Sir, you're just a good girl. He even said it himself. Okay.